Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. All right, today is Thursday, December 16th, 2021, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And hey, just a reminder, if you're watching online, don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to hit that share button. And of course, you can comment live during the show on YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. There you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading. And by the way, today is Thursday, so go to investorschooling.com and sign up, and you'll even get to meet me. How cool is that? All right, on today's show, of course, we're going to be discussing the futures update. We're going to be talking about the Fed decision on interest rates. We're going to be talking about the fact that Pelosi is literally admitting to being a thief. Wait till I get to that. You're going to enjoy that one. We're going to be talking about solar energy play. We're going to be talking about Reddit possibly going public. New York City banning gas. I don't know. There's just so many jokes in there. I'm just going to leave it to whatever you want to say. Anyway, Rivian is building plants in Georgia. And, of course, the Spider-Man movie's coming up. We're going to talk about that as well. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the world right now with the futures. So yesterday, it started out a bit rough. And then if you remember, mid-afternoon, it was a nice reversal with the Dow closing up 382 points. Wow, that was pretty wild. But then NASDAQ also was the bigger move, and it moved up 328 points. You know, and I got to tell you, this was all about the Fed decision. And of course, I'm going to be discussing that in a minute. The futures right now, the Dow is up 221 points. The S&P is up 32 points, and the NASDAQ is up 111 points. So it's going to be a good day, or at least it should be a good day. I want to say hello to a couple of people online saying hi. Hey, Bill, thanks for tuning in. Hey, Robert, thanks for tuning in. Joe, of course, and Mick, and of course, Charles, thank you all for tuning in. I promise you, you will enjoy the show. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Fed decision. So the stock market is often an enigma. I'll be honest, it's an enigma. I don't understand how it responds to some news. Well, yesterday, the Federal Reserve decided to not raise current interest rates. What? I don't understand that one at all, but okay, fine. Look, this is strange, but it has certainly helped the market, and it had helped it have a really nice rebound. I've been saying for 6 years that the Fed needs to raise interest rates, but these guys, they must know better. They apparently would rather move fast and furious instead of slow and precise. The Fed also said yesterday that they will be raising rates at least 3 times next year. And that's what I mean about fast and furious. But here's something even stranger. They're saying that the first increase won't even come until spring or late winter. And that was basically the key that sent the stock market moving higher yesterday. Money managers, often, I've noticed this over and over again, money managers have short-term memories and for the most part have short-term forward thinking. Basically, the money managers have decided to not worry about this and just worry about it next year when it actually happens. On the other side, the Fed said that it would be cutting back its bond buying, which will make the Treasury yield increase as the bonds will sell for a lower price. So you may be asking, what does it all mean? Well, first of all, inflation is the reason for the change. As you know, everything from food to cars is increasing in price faster than it has done in about 40 years. And in order to slow it down, basically the Fed raises interest rates and slows down bond buying. Raising interest rates causes the banks to have to lend at a higher rate, slowing down major purchases like houses and cars. This in turn creates an oversupply, and the prices of the items tend to decrease. So slowing down purchases gives the banks less money to lend. When they slow down the purchases of the bonds, it gives the banks less money to lend. So it also tightens lending and the lending requirements, which makes it harder to qualify for loans, credit cards, and mortgages. And by the way, this is one of the reasons I've been telling people, get as many loans and credit cards as you can right now while they're easy to get, because when you need them, you won't be able to get them, and when you don't need them, they're easy to get. Get them now. So what does this basically mean to the stock market in general? Well, here's the interesting part. Not much. In a few months, we'll see interest rates rising as they should, and lending will slow down. And when interest rates rise, the companies will need to be, the companies in the stock market will need to pay more interest for loans for things such as supplies or equipment and lending. And as lending gets tighter, they may find their products selling slower. This is why Wall Street tends to sell on the days that they hear about interest rates rising. So that's basically what's happening. Hey, I want to say hello to Lewis and also Eric watching on YouTube. Thanks a lot, Eric. Totally appreciate it. All right. I want to get into this next topic. Oh, by the way, real quick, the Bank of England decided to raise rates. So we may have a little bit of that mixed into, I just noticed that on come across my screen. We might have a little bit of that mixed into the market today. So prepare for that. It might be a little bit of chop today, but not much. All right. I got to tell you this. I read an article yesterday, and I just can't believe that Nancy Pelosi is just about admitting she's a crook. For the past few weeks, I've been saying wait for Moderna's stock to go below 250, and then, of course, a news article will come out about COVID. Maybe it's a new variant, or maybe it's spreading more, or whatever. And basically, I said this because it was obvious someone was upset that the stock was going down, and the best way to make the stock go up is to make more people think they need the useless vaccine. Anyway, that's my opinion of the vaccine. Now, add that to the lawmakers in Washington and the fact that they're controlling vaccine mandates, and of course we get a people who can actually manipulate stocks and stock prices by just making a policy that affects certain stock prices. How about this one? How about Tesla, for example, right? The government gave them tax credits while pushing all vehicles to electric. I wonder what's going on. Well, Nancy the Witch Pelosi has made it very clear. The witch actually scoffed. I love the word scoffed, right? She's especially coming from Nancy Pelosi. She scoffed at the idea of Congress being banned from owning certain stocks, even if it's a conflict of interest. She literally had the nerve to say, we are a free market economy and that the Congress should be allowed to participate. Hey, witch. Can you at least let the rest of the world know when you're about to make a policy that will cause XYZ stock to go up or down? Oh. Now wait till you hear this. There's actually something called the Stock Act, which requires Congress and other government workers to disclose their stock holdings and anticipated purchases to the government. Now, I don't know what part of the government they have to disclose it or actually who gets to see this information, but let's assume that it is up and up, and in other words, there really is somebody reporting to, and it really is an important person that they're reporting to, which I'm sure it's not. But let's assume for a minute that it is, right? This, by the way, this law became 2012, and it's supposed to prevent lawmakers and staffers from engaging in trading on information they obtain from their jobs, you know, or whether it's a conflict of interest, right? Sounds great, right? So this law says, hey, you have to report your stocks, blah, blah, blah. But check this out. You ready for this? The punishment for failing to report if you actually get caught, or if anyone actually decides to press charges on the violation of the act. So in other words, if anyone actually listens and says, hey, you know, you own Moderna stock, you shouldn't be saying that everyone should be vaccinated. But check it out. If they violate the act and don't tell everybody that they are investing in Moderna stock while making a mandate, their fine is going to be a whopping $200 maximum fine. Wow. Don't you feel sorry right now for Martha Stewart? She spent 4 months in jail for insider trading, but our Congress gets a maximum fine of $200. Sometimes I really hate doing research for this show. I just keep opening up new rabbit holes, and I can't believe what I find. On the other hand, Pelosi and her goon squad actually banned, check this out, they actually banned the Federal Reserve members from trading stocks when it's a conflict of interest. So basically, the politicians are the only one with the right to steal. Yeah, no one else is allowed. We can steal, but you're not allowed. I don't care. I think I'm going to run for office. I seriously think I'm going to run for office. I want all the insider trading stock tips I can get without a penalty. What do you think? Should I go for a state representative or maybe Congress? Hey, here's another thing. Would you guys vote for me? Hey, let me know if you're going to vote for me if I run, because I'd love to know. Hey, let's talk a little bit about solar energy real quick. So, do you guys have a neighbor with one of those solar energy panels on their roof? Have you seen them? You know, the big, black, ugly panels with the lines in them? I often wonder what people are thinking when they put these panels on their roof. Yeah, I get it. Of course, they're trying to save money on electricity, but they're really ugly, aren't they? Anyway, well, the solar panels on the roofs may be slowing down, or at least the fact that the solar sales are slowing down. But basically, it's not because I'm protesting your look, although everyone should. Solar panel sales often include a tax credit that offsets the cost of the panels, and of course, it makes it easier for the solar salesperson to close the sale. Say, hey, you're going to get a tax credit, so why don't you buy my solar panels? But these tax credits, basically, the tax credits are starting to wind down. And the other problem is the other issue with solar is the dreaded supply chain issue. Many of the components to make the ugly panels are just not going to the factories. So solar sales might possibly be slowing, but the growth of the industry is incredible. Now, here's something interesting, because the Build Back Better bill, if it actually gets passed, it's likely the bill would include more solar incentives and help push the solar industry into the sun. Haha, I get it. This may make the solar companies a play again, so I'm going to tell you it may be a play. So maybe you'll do it, maybe it won't. But I'm going to tell you right now, if it does, I would invest in some solar companies. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome back to Money Chat Now. Hey, I want to real quick get into this topic, and then I'll do a recap. So Reddit is going public. Hey, are you using or have you even looked at Reddit? Basically, Reddit is a fast-growing social media platform that's news-based. Pretty much articles are placed on Reddit and then the comments begin. Look, I gotta tell you, for some reason, I still can't get past Facebook. Every other platform is so difficult for me. Anyway, Reddit is filing to become a publicly traded company. And here's the interesting thing. There's very little information on the number of shares, price estimate, and when this will be available. It'll probably be a good play, however. We have seen Twitter and Snap take off, and of course Facebook is in the mid-300s now, and all of the social media platforms are very active. All of these companies make their money from, as you know, advertising, right? So the company stated that it has reached $100 million in advertising revenue during the second quarter of 2021. That's fantastic. That's up 192% from last year. Wow. By the way, Instagram has just reached a milestone of 2 billion users. Another platform I can't figure out. As you know, Instagram is owned by Meta, the company that owns Facebook, and of course, soon the world. Yes, the world. Maybe not Earth, but the virtual world that's coming. I gotta tell you, I was using my Oculus again last night, and I'm gonna tell you, I don't know about you guys, or if anybody has one, let me know, but I get a headache after a half an hour using that thing. Oh, by the way, I did enter the Horizons world. Well, I'm gonna tell you, and this is the pre-metaverse, so you can actually interact and talk to people. It was really annoying and clearly in its infancy. It actually reminded me of some of the old video games that they've had in the past. So the old video games, I don't know if you guys ever watched some of those old video games, but they're terrible. So they look terrible in the in the metaverse as well. Hey, I wanted to say hello to also some other people saying hi. Some people would actually vote for me. Do you know that? That some people would actually vote for me? I think that's pretty cool. But Lewis is upset because if I run for office, then I won't be able to do the show anymore, and that's making him very upset. And, of course, Charles says he'd vote for me, and Nick's been saying that he would definitely vote for me because he's been saying it all week that I should run. All right, so real quick, the Dow futures are up 232 points. The S&P, once again, is also up 33 points, and the NASDAQ is up 116 points. That's pretty good stuff. I like it. Hey, by the way, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, I want to thank you. And, of course, if you're watching online, please hit the share button, and you can help your friends learn about how to make more money. Hit that like button and let me know you enjoy the show. And, of course, again, if you're on WWDB, set that preset and be ready for tomorrow morning at 7:30. When I will be doing this show again and again and again until you guys can't stand me anymore. All right, we talked also about the Fed decision to not raise interest rates. We talked about Pelosi being a crook. And, of course, we talked about solar energy. Let's talk a little bit about New York City banning natural gas. All right, just when you thought politicians couldn't get any dumber, they vote to ban natural gas in one of the largest cities in the world. The City Council in New York has voted to ban all new natural gas installations in new construction. Under the law, all new construction must use electric or another source to heat the new buildings instead of gas or oil. Basically, look, I understand what they're trying to do with this. It's an effort to reduce natural gas emissions and prevent the greenhouse effect, and prevent the only scam bigger than COVID, and of course that's the global warming scam. But I gotta tell you, this type of ban actually has been implemented in other Democrat cities as well. But of course, the big cities that allow people to have freedom of choice say it's unfair to ban an energy source when sources like electric or solar are less dependable. Can you imagine being in a loft in New York City during a blackout and freezing to death because of no heat? Wow. By the way, what do you think that's going to do to the price of electricity in the winter? Duh. You know, the electric is going to go up. It's going to be so expensive, right? All right. Anyway, this is an interesting part of the article I read while researching this. You have to realize this is so funny. Con Edison, I don't know if you guys know who Con Edison is, but it's the city's major utility company that provides electricity to the residents. Guess what? It's a proponent of the bill. We're standing up and we're saying we're Con Edison and we want to have electricity running the city. Well, duh. Anyway, I'm a proponent of you guys watching my show and coming to Investor Schooling. So come down and visit tonight, all right, will you? Come down and visit me tonight because, you know, I'm a proponent of you guys visiting me. Let's talk about Rivian plants. So Rivian, the joint venture between Ford and Amazon, will be announcing possibly today that they'll be building a plant east of Atlanta, Georgia. This came with the decision to give tax credits and possibly a tax abatement to the company. Do you remember when Amazon wanted to open a location in New York City and the dum-dum AOC said no because she didn't want to give any tax advantages to Amazon? In the end, Amazon moved to another city and gave those people the jobs instead. Well, apparently the people in Georgia aren't dumb like AOC, and they gave tax credits and possibly a tax abatement to Rivian. Rivian is planning to hire, guess what, 7,500 workers and projects that could take that up to 10,000 employees soon. Maybe jobs are easy to find now, but in a few years, the people in Georgia are going to be very happy that this factory is open. In fact, I would bet that this area is going to be built up with new housing starts and shopping centers. But hey, what do I know? I'm just a bright entrepreneur. It's going to be great for Georgia. Hey, you guys are fans of Spider-Man? Look, Hollywood is basically starting to make and release new movies now that the actors no longer fear death. Well, that's unless, of course, you're in a movie with Alec Baldwin. But that's another story. The latest movie about to be released is the new Disney Marvel movie, Spider-Man. So it's called Spider-Man No Way Home. And we've seen the Marvel Universe movies do very well in the past. In fact, I enjoyed most of the Avenger movies, even though they had massive plot holes. I don't know, you got to see them. Time travel often does that in movies, so I guess that's why. Anyway, Spider-Man No Way Home looks like it'll smash current box office numbers. And when I say current, I mean post-scamdemic numbers, right? So basically, the expectation for this movie is over $100 million in revenue in the first 3 days of opening. I believe that's this weekend. Some are saying the number will be, this number is actually low, so they're actually saying it's going to be more than $100 million. This is going to be an important number to watch. I'm telling you right now, you really want to know how Spider-Man does this weekend, whether you like the movies, don't like the movies, like Disney stock, don't like this Disney stock, because it's going to be an important part of the economy if this number is over 100 million. If the movie breaks the 100 million mark, that would indicate that moviegoers are tired of the scamdemic and want to go back to living again. It would also prompt more movie makers to start or finish movies they put aside during the scandemic, except for, of course, possibly the movie Rust. Best of all, if it does break the 100 million mark, Disney stock should jump as the milestone is reached. So if you're into Disney, this will be a big help for you in Disney stock. All right, let's take another quick break, and we're going to come back and talk to you a little more about what's going on in the stock market today.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or you can call 866-424-2829. And you can even take a class tonight. And of course, so far we've been discussing the futures update. The futures are up 228 points. The S&P is up 33 points. And the NASDAQ is actually up about 117 points. We talked about a couple of little things like Pelosi being a crook. We talked about Reddit possibly going public. And we talked about the Spider-Man movie. I'm telling you, the Spider-Man movie is going to be a key to the economy this weekend. So let's go to Spider-Man. Everybody go. Everybody go buy tickets and go to Spider-Man, because you're going to move the economy up. I know it's a weird way, but it's really going to happen. All right, so coming up is today's picks and plays. But first, did you guys hit that like button? Did you hit the share button? I want to say hello to Tommy watching online as well. So if you guys are watching online, hit that share button, hit that like button. Let everyone know what great stock plays are coming up by sharing this information. And of course, you can share your page on your own page or in groups that you feel will benefit from great stock plays. So put that into groups as well. All right, if you're listening on WWDB, don't forget to set your preset to this station, and you can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube as well. And we will see you, of course, every morning. If you guys, we are here every morning at 7:30, and make sure you want to know all about that, and tell everybody, your friends, tell your friends. All right. So yesterday was a great turnaround from a scary morning, and the momentum is still there. Look, you could see it. The Dow is still up 217 points. We could see the futures moving up nicely, and look, the scandemic is slowly removing itself from the headlines. As you can see, what's happening is there's less and less headlines on the scandemic. I'm going to guess, by the way, that this has something to do with Biden's approval rating, but we'll have to talk about that another time. All right. I'm really hoping that Moderna's stock doesn't go down another 50 points, because if it does, then of course it's gonna cause another mess. Apple is also inches away from becoming a $3 trillion company. Watch for that as well. That will also be great. Interest rates, as you know, stayed the same. And it looked like yesterday the chip stocks had a nice rally, as NVIDIA and AMD both moved up about 8%. So that was some nice plays. But here's an interesting thing. The major winner yesterday was Eli Lilly Corporation, and its stock jumped 10%, about 25 points, as its guidance projections were increased. Now, these guys have nothing to do with COVID. So they're talking about everything else in the industry, not COVID. So that's actually pretty good to see. By the way, Delta Airlines is also projecting a higher income this year, and also that will also move up AAL. We're also seeing Meta moving back up, as I predicted. I told you it was going to be a great play, and I'm going to expect it to climb into the 380s as we get closer to earnings. I'm also going to expect it to be in January over 400. That'll be a clear winner over 400, no doubt. The stock is clearly unstoppable, and every once in a while, you're going to get a good entry point, but, you know, we got to wait for a news article to beat it down. I mean, just the fact that they changed their name to Meta, the publicity of this company is going to go skyrocketing because the metaverse is coming, everyone knows virtual reality is coming, and they basically own the name Metaverse. I mean, that's fantastic. They don't even own the name, but they become the name. It's like Band-Aid with J&J. All right, are you holding on to your travel stocks? Because I got to tell you, they're coming. You know, just be careful. Just don't look for now. You know, just kind of hold on to them. You know, as you know, I'm still in Boeing Airlines. I'm still in American Airlines. I'm still in Carnival Cruise Lines. But I want to check out Boeing real quick because I want to see what Boeing is doing right now. Boeing is actually still hovering below, it's still below 200. And I'd really like to see it hit 218 would be my out price at this point, where I thought it would have been a really good price. It would have been a really good play to go to 2.25, but I don't think that's going to happen. All right. Also, AAL. I'm going to look for AAL to go into the 20s and CCL also to go into the low 20s as well. Hey, for you guys who don't know, I have a book coming out. It's called Money Hacks, and it's with the subtitle, Because Everything You Think You Know About Money Is Wrong. And I'm going to tell you, this is a good book. It's got some really good stuff in there. I talk a lot about the stuff that we talk about at Investor Schooling, and you could pre-order it at barnesandnoble.com, and you can get your copy probably in June. But you can definitely pre-order it. It's a great book. I'm telling you right now, you're going to really enjoy it. All right, on the crypto scene, you ready? There's nothing to see here, that's for sure. Nothing going on in crypto at all right now. And here's the interesting part, too. Even though gold is up a little bit today, there's not much going on there either. So, oh well, what are you going to do? And, you know, so it is what it is. So the Treasury bond, you know, look, the Treasury bond should definitely be increasing soon. But I'm going to tell you right now that right now it's not increasing. Because what's happening, of course, is we have the whole fact that the Fed didn't raise interest rates. And they're not going to slow their tapering down until next year. So the Treasury bond is sitting at a good spot, which means tech stocks aren't going to be beat up. And remember when the Treasury bond goes up, tech stocks go down. Hey, I want to thank all you listeners on WWDB Radio. We look forward to your continued support. My name is Larry Steinhaus, and you are watching Money Chat Now. And of course, if you're watching online, if you're live on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or YouTube, I want to thank you for your continued support as well. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. As you know, from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in the show. And have a profitable day, guys.